This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Interesting study that we found. The survey, 40% of adults avoid hosting a party in their home because of one very specific reason. Actually, can you guys guess what it is?
The cost?
Oh, that's a good guess.
Too many people at the house?
Also a good guess.
All the preparation you have to do?
Oh, yeah, the work.
It's the after prep or after work. It's because of the cleaning up of the mess. Cleaning up of the mess. Over 40% of people say that they will not have a party in their house because they just don't want to do any cleanup.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I think I'm turning into that. Like, I find myself when we host a party, kind of like when it's done, and I've been told that it's rude and I shouldn't do this. But while people are still there, I go to the kitchen and start cleaning everything up.
My boyfriend does the same thing.
That's not rude.
It's not rude because
it kind of signals them, okay, it's time to wrap it up.
That's exactly why I was told it was rude.
Oh.
My brother's like, what are you doing? Are you trying to kick us out? And I was like,
if you think that, yeah.
I guess.
Kevin, do you do this?
Clean at parties? Yeah.
No, not have parties. Because I think this is one of the reasons. Katie and I have known Kevin for, I don't know, how many years now? Over a decade.
12.
Yeah. And we've never been to his house.
Never been invited.
He's never hosted a party.
I've hosted several parties.
That's worse, Kevin.
Not for us.
That's so much worse.
Would you want to come to one of my parties?
Yes.
In the worst way.
Well, at this point, yeah. Because it's like, what are we missing?
Oh, I know. Katie and I would go like how we go or not go unofficially to abandoned buildings.
Right. We definitely don't do that.
Hey, Katie, look what I found.
Yeah. So are you somebody that, okay, so there's, if your friend is having a party.
Right.
And they want to clean up.
All my friends at parties, we all clean up.
You do?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what, but our drunk trait is that we like to clean up.
You're kidding.
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. Like, every time the party's about to end, before everyone leaves, we're like, do you need help cleaning up? Or it's already, trash is taken out, all the bottles are sorted out and stuff. It's great.
That has never happened at one
especially
of my
parties. That's because you don't let people.
Hold on. You don't let people.
What? We don't let people.
No.
They want to.
No, I know, but does the host say no?
Yeah, we do.
Literally never has had that has never happened.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's a white thing.
Like a white person thing?
Yeah.
That to do what?
To not clean.
No.
Just come to the party, and then, oh, thanks for the party, bye.
No. Okay.
Asians, we like to stick around and, like, you know, Okay. Are you sure? Do you want me to do the dishes?
See, but I feel like every time I do that, the host says, Gavin included, says, no, I got it.
Okay, they can say that. I'm still doing it.
We're getting a ton of text messages into 909-1065. My friends and I help clean up before we leave. Yeah, we always offer to do the cleaning. Okay, what race are you? Somebody texted in, my ethnic friends will always help. Okay,
see?
But what ethnicity? Is Kevin on to something? Or white
I am on to something.
Are white people selfish?
I don't feel like I'm selfish. I feel like if the host and the person that owns the home says, I got it. So, like, my mother, for example, has a very specific way of how she has to pick up, okay? And she gets angry if people ignore her and start helping her, because she goes, you guys don't do it the right way.
It's because she's white.
What?
Look at these text messages.
What are they saying?
They're saying people, a ton of people confirming Kevin's right. It's an Asian thing. Also,
Mexicans do the same thing.
Mexican people do the same thing.
Oh my
the
God.
The next time I have a party
Period.
And my family or friends don't lift a finger to clean, I'm going to walk in there and be like,
I'm getting pissed.
And be like,
don't get pissed, bitch.
You people are so white.
Right.
Okay, then from now on, I don't want to hear when I start picking up at somebody's house, a white person's house. I don't want to hear, no, I got it. Unless that's just like a fake thing and you don't mean it.
I think it's a fake thing.
Kevin says it's a fake thing. Definitely. Because the Asians do it too, but they just insist. They bulldoze right through it. Wow, my family's racist.
No, I don't.
They're so white, it's ridiculous. I'm ashamed of them. They're lazy and white.
What if the host just starts accepting? What if we stop doing this fake dance and the host...
Or ignore the host and say, it's fine, I'm cleaning.
Why would I ignore the person who owns this home?
They're too busy hosting. They won't even notice if you clean. They'll end of the party, they'll be like, someone cleaned. Wow.
So funny. We got to wrap this up. But one person texted in and be like, Gavin asked, are white people lazy? Y'all are cute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.